Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Islamic Republic of Iran, the suspect nuclear weapons program, decades of suspicion. I welcome Andrea Stricker, Deputy Director of the Nonproliferation and Biodefense Program at the Foundation of the Defense for Democracies, a research fellow, and with her colleagues for the very fifth or 6,000th time, we look at the suspect program with facts developed by the UN watchdog IAEA. This report is available online right now. David Albright, Sarah Burkhardt, and Andrea Stricker are the authors. And it's as fresh as right now here in June and the IAEA speaking of these matters. The website to follow it is Institute for Science and International Security and or FDD's website. Andrea, congratulations. A very good evening to you. There is new information here to me, and I believe that it's been developed by the IAEA, and good for them. Chiefly what I'm keen on are the sites, the four sites identified in this document, and what we now know about them that we were only suspicious before, and what the IAEA is saying about those four sites. First of all, the overall, when was this information compiled and where? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me. So the IAEA began investigating Iran's nuclear activities anew in 2018 after the Israelis seized an archive of Iran's nuclear weapons files, which provided new evidence about nuclear weapons work using undeclared nuclear material. And that's a big no-no for nuclear nonproliferation treaty safeguards, because the IAEA wants to know that all nuclear material in a country is devoted to peaceful uses and it's not being used for nuclear weapons. So after a 7-8 year IAEA investigation, the IAEA Board of Governors released this major report, essentially finding Iran in non-compliance with its legal NPT obligations. The report sketches out how Iran is hiding nuclear material and equipment today relating to four sites. And the IAEA says that it can't determine that the program is peaceful. So the board in Vienna is voting this week on a resolution to find Tehran in noncompliance with the NPT. And that would be the first of its kind since 2005.
Let's look in specific at these sites. Lavasan Shien, Maravan, Varamin, and Turkez Abad. Are these military sites or are these previously unmentioned sites in civilian environment?
Some are military, some are civilian. For example, Lavzan Chian, it is located in Tehran. It's the former headquarters of the nuclear weapons program. And the IAEA wanted to know about work that Iran carried out there in 2003, relating to creating the material for the core of a nuclear weapon. So Iran had an implosion-designed nuclear weapon, and there's uranium missing from the experiments it carried out there. But Iran raised the site in 2003 and 2004, and it even hauled away all the earth, so the IAEA has never been able to visit. And some of the work there was carried out at another site called Maravan as well.
That's more than 20 years ago, correct? 2003. I mention that date because I've been reporting on this even longer than that. I've been on air since the attack on America in 2001. And as I recall, there was an anecdote about something happening at the airport, material being dropped and a cleanup at the airport. And then there were cleanups at other sites, but it was anecdotal. This points to that being a fact. Is that what it does?
Right. The IAEA is using all of the information at its disposal. So satellite imagery, open source information, information from member states, certainly the Israelis, the U.S., the Europeans, that enable it to conclude all of these things on its own, because it says that Iran has not been cooperating all this time. It's been giving fake answers, not providing accurate technical information, even stealing the IAEA's confidential documents to prepare for inspections and questioning, moving earth, sanitizing the sites, dismantling them. And so this does not sound like a country that is having nothing to hide, for certain.
That was then. What is or what was the Ahmad plan?
The Ahmad plan was Iran's plan to build an initial 5 nuclear weapons and be able to test them before moving toward the production of a larger nuclear arsenal. And so we know that Tehran downsized the program in mid-2003 as there was growing international scrutiny of its program and a credible U.S. military threat in Iraq and Afghanistan. But it likely continued the Ahmad plan activities in a more limited fashion for a rainy day. And so the IAEA has no determination on whether those activities continue, but the U.S. and Israelis see evidence that Iran is working on certain activities today.
There was a story, Andrea, that Iran had an active suspect nuclear weapons program, and the Bush administration, because it was successful initially in Iraq and Afghanistan, we saw Libya suddenly confess that it had a nascent nuclear weapons program and give up some hardware. I remember that being a big success at the time. Is that about the time frame when Iran backed off from its development and started to conceal things?
That's right. Mid-2003, according to the Nuclear Archive documents collected by the Israelis, is when they ordered a downsizing of the program, and they separated the activities into those that would leave radiological traces. And they planned to hide those at military sites, and then to keep any activities that had plausible civilian justifications in research institutions, basically continue them out in the open for those ones. We know that Mohsen Fakhrizadeh was in charge of all these. The Israelis assassinated him. And there's just no determination that these activities have stopped. And then we have the Israelis taking out a possible weaponization facility last October during their counterstrike against Iran. And they said that some Iranian scientists were continuing some of this work. And then fast forward to February, we have a report in the New York Times where Iran is allegedly working on ways to shortcut its route to nuclear weapons. And so I think the West needs to take this seriously. They need to authorize an IAEA investigation that goes further into whether some of these weaponization activities continue.
Maravan, you report an outdoor high explosive testing site and support area. What does that mean, Andrea? Why is that a major concern?
The IAEA found man-made uranium at Maravan, and they have evidence that Iran used full-scale hemispherical implosion systems, so essentially squeezing the core of a weapon to cause criticality for an explosion. And they said that Iran was also working on steps to prepare for a cold test. So that's one of the final steps that Iran would take before it builds the weapons to assure that the weapons would function as desired. Iran sanitized the site and demolished many of the structures just before the IAEA came in and even refused access to part of the site.
It's one thing to enrich uranium to 60%, which is just a walk to 90%, but you need to weaponize it. And that's what this site was for, testing the weaponization of the ore?
Testing the weaponization of the core that would include weapons-grade uranium metal, mm-hmm. and then at the center of that, a neutron source that they were working on at Lavazan Shyam.
Varamin, secret Ahmad plan pilot, laboratory-scale uranium conversion plant, shut down in 04, or was it reignited?
That one was shut down. The Iranians built this pilot-scale uranium conversion plant, which is the step before enriching uranium. And when they shut down the plant, they moved the nuclear material and equipment used at Veramen to an open-air warehouse called Turkizabad, which is the fourth site that the IAEA looked at. And then when the Israelis told the IAEA about Iran storing this equipment and material there, they then moved it to an unknown location and then scraped the earth of Turkizabad to defeat sampling. But the IAEA is able to find evidence of activities because it's very difficult to hide uranium. And so Iran was caught with illicit activities at those sites.
You mentioned Turkizabad already, open air warehouse, and they attempted to sanitize it. Surely they know you can't. Didn't they learn that over 20 years, or is this just a half-hearted program?
They seem to think that it's worth the try. The Iranians do this often, and in fact, at Lavzan Shyan, they paved over the earth, and that seems to have worked. So maybe they will learn that for the future. But the IAEA doesn't give up. They continue to ask questions, and they have said in this report that none of these issues are resolved, even if they've had to come to their own determinations about Iran's violations.
The United States and E3, that's the European powers, participating in all of these considerations, including the suspended or canceled JCPOA, will reportedly work to pass an IAEA Board of Governors resolution at the next board meeting. That's the one ongoing right now. So when we come back, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy always has recommendations about what is to be done. The revelations are consistent with the allegation that the Iranian program is advanced and is a danger to Eurasia. Andrea Stricker for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.